The rest of the story. For as long as any island inhabitant can remember, reed rafters and motorboaters have steered clear of the barely submerged rocks offshore and have thought little else of them. Not even that one particular rock which peaks barely 8 inches above the deep blue surface at low tide and has aroused the slightest curiosity until Lorenzo Apis arrived. "There's no mere rock out there," Lorenzo insisted, pointing at the solitary protrusion. And the islanders, mildly amused, listened patiently. But the Italian explorer, determined to prove his assertion, put together a team of scientists and scuba divers, and in August of 2000, he and they ventured forth to see for themselves. It was a cold morning when they headed out, as August is midwinter in that part of the world. The adventurers tried to keep wide-open minds, but what they discovered as they descended into the heretofore unplumbed depths made hearts pound nearly loud enough to be heard by one another. For indeed, the rocky stump sticking out of the water like the head of a stone column belonged to a much larger structure not far below. A gigantic structure, in fact, a building. Yes, a building standing broad and tall beneath the waves. Perhaps a temple, perhaps 1,000 years old. One diver motioned excitedly to another, leading the party deeper and deeper into the silent shadows. The recording of dimensions and data would take days. Essentially, their discovery was this: an ancient temple 650 feet long, 160 feet wide, a garden terrace in the middle of it, a road leading up to it, a barrier wall around it, a half mile long. Did the temple sink? The scientists were later asked. No. The waters rose, and the waters engulfed it, and kept their secret for 10 centuries. Near the shores of the Isla del Sol, the island of the sun, not in the ocean, but on the Bolivian side of South America's spectacular Lake Titicaca, at 13,000 feet, the highest navigable lake in the world. But the greatest wonder of the sunken treasure of Lorenzo Apis, greater still than the millennial-long submarine survival of that spectacular edifice itself, is its historic cultural significance. For two legends come to mind upon learning of what lurks beneath the indigo waters of Lake Titicaca. First is that legend of the engulfed cathedral rising from the ocean floor so that the bells in its towers could peal out in the night. And then there's the tale of Manco Capac and Mama Ocllo, the Adam and Eve of the Inca Indians, the Adam and Eve of the Incas, who left the Isla del Sol long, long ago to procreate and to establish the vast Inca Empire, a Native American superculture which one day would blanket what are now 4 nations. A legend, as I say, but was it? For anthropologists have long believed that the progenitors of South America's great Inca civilization came down from high in the Andes, about 1200 A.D., from precisely where, nobody can be sure. But you have to think that long-standing anthropological mystery is just a little closer to being solved now that you know the rest of the story.